And I tell you what, we're having a great morning here at the Todd County Extension Office. It's been a fantastic opportunity for folks to come out. And we've had a great crowd. Tracy Johnson, our Ag Extension agents here. And Tracy, you and your partners here at the Extension Office have really rolled out the red carpet today. It's been a good day and a new idea for you guys. We're going to talk to the guys who helped come up with that idea in a minute.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. We're really excited about it. We still have an hour left on our event this morning, so folks are still more than welcome to come out and have an omelet with us, have some Schley Box rolls, and learn something about safety. And we even have some free health screenings. It's a good way to just kind of check in. It's pretty easy. Won't take you but a few minutes.
Can't beat that. And the omelets are delicious. And tell you what, you got a great cooking crew in there, too.
Yeah, our cooking crew is from the Kentucky Poultry Federation, and the omelets are sponsored by Cal-Maine Foods. So we really appreciate them and what they do in our community. Poultry is a big part of Todd County agriculture.
It is huge agriculture. And I think we got a new show in the making, too. Molly had an idea. Molly wants to do cooking with the Todd County FFA.
I like that idea. Yeah.
I said cooking with Molly. She said, no, we won't make about the FFA. And I said, that's a good idea.
That works for me. I would prefer them to cook rather than me, for sure. It would taste better.
Molly says it's six people at her house. And I said, well, it sounds like you're cooking breakfast every morning. She said, I have to get up off early to cook breakfast like that.
That might be a dozen and a half egg omelet.
If you charge them $5 an omelet, it might be worth making a little extra money there.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you what, you couldn't have done without these two young men standing here in front of us.
Yeah, I'm really proud of our FFAers in Todd County, and especially these two, Mr. Nathan Phelps and Will Tabor. They've done a super job. They were the ones that come up with the idea for this event. We couldn't have done it without them.
They've been out there doing the tractor safety rollover safety demonstration.
Yeah, that's right. They not only came up with the idea, but they're also an instrumental part of it. So they're helping teach the safety stations. And, you know, their idea and our idea for this is we're out to help farmers and show farmers that we appreciate what they do. And they're such an important part of our community. And we care about them and their safety and their health.
Hey, what, you've got a great thing going. Obviously, plans for another year.
I hope so. We'll have to regroup and see what everybody thinks, but I think it's probably going to be one we'll do again.
And to have Dale Dobson and Dr. Cheryl Witt here to help you and their crew has been really a nice addition to the day as well.
Yeah, they're awesome. I've partnered with them before on field days, and I know they travel the whole state, and what they do is so important for our farmers, and I really appreciate them. They're such good down-to-earth people. They really care about farmers. Their heart's in it, Alan.
That's exactly right. Well, the two guys who really put this thing together, Will Tabor and Nathan Phelps. Will, Nathan talked to me a couple weeks ago. He said, maybe we'll get Will on one of these days. What do you think about today? How's it been?
Yes, sir. I think it turned out pretty all right. I was kind of nervous about people showing up, but especially for the first time, we had a lot of people show up, and a lot of people learned stuff. I was we said before, me and Nathan were doing a tractor rollover, and a lot of people learned about the roll bar, and not just about tractors. It's something as small as maybe a lawnmower. You got your zero-turn lawnmower, and a lot of people took that home with them, and I've had a few people tell me they were going to go back home and put that roll bar back on. So it really helps people, and all the safety stuff, especially the young kids that are around this farm equipment all the time. I grew up on a farm, and I was never taught this. I mean, Dad taught me this kind of stuff, but I would have really liked this, and it'll save a lot of lives if we get as many people, and I hope we get to do this next year, and hope even more people show out.
What do you think about getting to run the tractor rollover demonstration? That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad Mr. Dale let us do it. I kind of figured he'd do it, but he came to me and Nathan this morning and said, well, I think I'm just going to let y'all handle all this. I said, okay. We got a crew together from FFA and taught them some of the smaller stuff, like our grain bin safety. And me and Nathan took over the rollover safety, and it's a really good thing to learn, and I'm glad we got to teach others about it.
How was it to organize an event like this?
It took a long time. Miss Barry, me and Nathan were sitting in class, and Miss Barry came to us and said, hey, I got something for y'all I think y'all might be interested in. And we came together, and she talked to us about the grant. And, of course, me and Nathan, we were just sitting back in class, probably weren't doing nothing. And so we went outside of class, and we came up to the Extension office a couple weeks later, talked to Miss Leanne. Huge thank you for her to let us come to the Extension office. Talked to her, and we got her crew together, and we got a hold of Mr. Dale Dobson and his crew, and I'm very fortunate they got to come out here and help us, and it took a lot of work, and I think everybody that was involved in getting this thing organized, it turned out really good.
Had a good partner here, Nathan Phelps, too. Nathan, how was it to organize this thing for you?
Oh, it was a lot of work, but hey, like you said, we meet a whole bunch over here. This has been in the works for months now. And he told you how we got started. I mean, Miss Barry called us up, came up with the idea, got it all together. Everybody up here at the Extension office really helped us out. Miss Barry helped us out a lot. And then once we brought Raising Hope into it for them to bring their stuff in, we met with them a few times, and they really helped us out a lot, too. It was really really in-depth planning, but hey, it turned out great.
How was it to operate the tractor rollover demonstration? I think a lot of people learned from that today.
Yes, sir. I really enjoyed it, and I do think a lot of people learned from it today. I remember whenever I was little going to the Logan County Extension office and seeing them do it over there, and I just thought it was something cool that everybody did. But, hey, he called us up and told us to do it this morning, and I said, well, I guess we're going to be doing it this morning. And, hey, I really enjoyed it, and I do think a lot of people learned from it, and we got to interact with a lot of people through it, so I enjoyed it.
I noticed you guys interacting with people, and that's kind of interesting. You learn what people think, and I know Will said a lot. Some of them said, we're going to go home and put our roll bars back on, and that's good. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir, that's right, and that's what I love about the events like this, all the farmers from the community getting to come in and talk with each other and getting to talk with us, and everybody just getting to catch up on each other if they ain't seen each other, or just learning general health and safety things while we're up here.
You guys get to eat omelets early this morning?
Yes, sir, we were some of the first, and let me tell you, they was good. And if anybody's still out there, before, if I can get here before 10 o'clock, we'll fix them an omelet real quick.
I think it's good. What do you like in your omelet, Nathan?
Oh, I like just hot sauce, cheese. I mean, just everything except onions. I'll say that.
I tried the red onions. They're strong, but they're good.
Well, they might be, but that ain't my speed.
Y'all smell onions. That's me, okay? How about you, Will? What'd you like in your omelet?
Oh, I ain't picky. Throw anything in there, I'll eat it. I'll eat just about anything you throw at me. I'll eat it. I'm not picky at all.
Good. What do you hope people take? But I'll ask each of this. What do you hope people take away from today in the long run? What do you hope they gain from today?
Yes, sir. Just bringing their families out here, and I think it's just such great bringing even the young kids. They might got to learn a whole lot, but they got to be interacted. And I think I hope they take it home just as much as the farmers that's been doing this their whole life, because they're our next generation that's going to be farming. And if I mean just to keep them safe is the most important thing.
What about you, Nathan? What do you hope people take away from this today?
I really hope they just realize how much their health matters to themselves and everybody else in the community. I mean, they matter whether they realize it or not. Everybody cares about them. We just want them to stay healthy. And, hey, farmers are the backbone of this nation, so we need them in good health.
Listen, guys, thank you so much. Great job organizing this today and putting it together. And like these guys said, still got some time. It's 10:30 or so. Jamie Guffey said the ladies are going to keep cooking omelets as long as people keep coming. So if you want to come out and enjoy a free omelet, thanks to Calmaine Foods and Kentucky Poultry Federation and these FFA young ladies who are doing the cooking. And, you know, Molly had an idea for a show. What do y'all think about cooking with Ty County FFA? What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it'd be a great idea if I got to eat the food. I don't know about the cooking part.
Be the taste tester, sample, right?
That's right.
How about you, Will? What do you think?
Oh, I can't cook, I'll tell you that much, but I'd be glad to eat it. I'll eat it for them. I'll tell them how it tastes, but I don't know about the cooking part.